Go.
I ain't never ran from a nigga.
No, I ain't never. Ever.
If I did, cut my legs out
right now.
I ain't never been with the whole talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm a stand-up nigga, got my bands up, nigga. You don't wanna see me pissed off.
Real talk.
Never tell a lie to a bitch, dog.
Nope.
When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let the fuckery get to me.
Why not?
Niggas ain't worth my energy.
What you had to do?
Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me.
Never ever ever.
I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side.
Never ever ever.
I never ever ever put a bitch for the money, gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete?
Huh?
Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up.
How?
I make a bag in my sleep.
Okay.
Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be.
Work.
Still posted up like I lease.
Now.
Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth. You better think this shit sweet. Splat. If the bitch bad, put a stack in her rack. Go. I'm Dr. Seuss. Give me cavity.
I mean, after that one, I don't even want to like.
Don't think shit sweet. Cavity teeth.
I don't even want to do the pod now. I just want to like go get it. Like just rock out.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Get a couple rounds in. Shit.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was super hard on all verses.
Yeah. Moneybagg, you just found out about him or are you been to him?
Just, I keep some things to myself.
Okay.
Know what I mean?
I'm just asking.
Because
when you text me, I'm like, okay. Yeah, what do you know about Moneybagg?
Nah, that's usually like, you know, like the pre-skate, like, or I'll have, you know what I mean? Like if I go neighborhood skate or if I'm like, you know, if I go throw the elbows when I'm going to the rink, you know what I mean? Like the pre-game, John.
Yeah. That was on the deluxe joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't had that on the regular album. He put that on the deluxe.
Was that an exclusive?
I was fucking with that joint right there.
Exclusives?
Because now they doing these deluxe albums now. They putting a couple extra songs on and repackaging the dope.
Yeah.
Trying to get them numbers up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little trick.
Algo's team strapped up, ready to serve this 5-star pod.
Yeah.
Angry Algorithms podcast. Back at it for episode 30.
Sir.
We're in our 30s.
Dirty 30, man.
No more fuck shit. It's like.
Yeah, we grown now.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel good.
I've been going back and listening to some of the early episodes.
Yeah. Listen how trash they were.
I don't think any of them were trash.
Not trash, but just like. You could tell
know what we were allowed to say or say.
More comfortable now.
Yeah, definitely.
You were definitely nervous at first.
Yeah, for sure. Like trying to like not say stuff, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, just say it.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nope.
Not at all.
Yeah, they'll just. I mean, if we get famous, they'll just go back to those episodes and cancel us.
That part, yeah, maybe. I also got word that somebody that we, you co-signed, so yeah, we'll say we. So we got wind of someone that we threw the heat at. They've heard the pod. They heard it.
Yeah?
Yeah, put a big smile on my face yesterday.
Who was that?
Bitch-ass Carol.
Mm.
Yeah.
Carol.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carol. Shout out to you, Carol.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning
in. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for that download, bitch. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Like, when I heard, my smile went, like, from, like, regular, like, yeah. And I was like,
What was Carol's reaction?
I don't know. She tried to call the cops or something.
Huh? Call the cops on the pod?
That part's not for everybody.
All right.
I'll tell you after.
All right.
Yeah.
How you call the cops and on a complete, the pod, though?
Yeah, because when you're a spinster like fucking Bill O'Reilly and, you know, no spin zone, you try and spin something that it's not.
Oh, like, she tried to say we threatened her.
Not quite like that, but it said that we were brought up. Subject matter sensitive, so we'll say she tried to.
You call the lawyer.
Huh?
They said you call a lawyer if that's the case.
Yeah, not the cops. But that just tells you, you know, what floor.
It was a lawyer. It wasn't a cops. It was a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
In a completely unrelated matter and try to, like, say that I was talking about a case on the show. And I was like, nah, we came at you. It had nothing to do with nobody else's case.
Oh, yeah.
No shit like that.
Nah, shut your dumb ass up, Carol.
Fuck out of here. I don't talk to the fucking lawyers or the cops.
Fire back, Carol.
Yeah.
Fire back. Don't call. Don't get the law involved.
Right.
Fucking funky dog head bitch.
Yes.
Don't get the law involved. Like, come back at us. Give us some heat.
Do something.
Yeah, say something. Talk shit back.
or pick the phone up, like your advice to on the phone. I mean, we brought the heat, but it was like, yep, call me up.
Call into the show.
Air out your grievances. We'll give you the platform.
Next week, we could have Carol on the show.
Yeah.
Call in.
What do you got to say?
Call in. I'll fry her up.
Double down.
Yeah,
triple fry her up. Dare you. Double down, you fucking... Yeah. Dude, did you see that fucking explosion in Beirut?
Yeah, it was just some fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? Okay. I like that. Sell me another one.
It was just fireworks.
They said... Yo. What was it? 7,500 tons of ammonium nitrate was in the building?
Mm.
Looked like a video game.
They said it was two tons was used at the Oklahoma City bombing, right?
Nah, not even that much.
I mean, not 2 tons, 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. So 1 ton.
Yeah.
Damn.
They said the force, though, was about 0.2 to 0.6 tons. Something like Hiroshima was 15 kilotons.
Yeah. They said it was a small Hiroshima.
That's tomorrow, too, by the way, 75th anniversary.
Yeah?
Yeah. But can you imagine? Dude, that was... I've seen some of the reports and some of people's reactions. They were like, that your hearing went before you saw anything. Like, poof, it went off, and then they're like, what the fuck? I can't hear.
Yeah.
And then, boom. Then there goes your glass. You know what I mean? Like, the rest of your fucking house is gone.
That shit was crazy, yo. That shit was crazy. And then they really tried to say it was fireworks at first.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that ain't no fireworks.
Yeah.
What the fuck y'all talking about? And it was at the port, too.
Yeah.
So they whole port is fucked up. And they got beef. And they got beef with the surrounding countries.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Except, like, Russia and Iran.
But Russia ain't connected to them, are they? I don't fucking know.
No. And I'm doing air quotes for everyone else.
I'm talking about, like, their border.
With Lebanon? Like, yeah. Are they on a border? No, they don't share a border.
Yeah, yeah.
But they share similar... Hezbollah is connected to them. And Hezbollah
is... Yeah, so, I mean, but most of they shit is important.
For everybody that doesn't know who Hezbollah is, that's a terrorist organization, quote unquote.
Yeah, but most of their shit is imported. So, and that's the port right there.
Yeah.
It's north of Israel.
Correct.
So they're fucked.
They don't like that, and they don't get along either.
Yeah, so they going to have to make a deal with the devil.
Correct.
And they going to get fucked, because you always get fucked when you make a deal with the devil.
Every time.
Yeah. Shit, ask Hillary Clinton.
Every time. I don't know. It just was, that shit was absolutely insane, bro. Like, I don't think you can get special effects. Like, I've seen movies that don't have special effects that good.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I've ever seen the mushroom shit like that was, you know, on TV. This was on a fucking iPhone fucking 7 Plus. Like, this was some real shit. Some real ass shit, man.
iPhone 7 Plus.
They like, yeah, it's fireworks. There ain't no fucking fireworks exploding like that. Not with the mushroom, John.
Nah.
That shit was real.
Nah, clearly not.
That shit was real. I'm like, was that a bomb? Like, what was that? Like, you said the chemical, but what, like, it was just sitting around somewhere? Like, what the fuck? What was it? What was it in?
Well, apparently, allegedly, air quote, they said that a tanker was intercepted, a Moldavian tanker, which is up on the other side of the Black Sea by, so it goes like Moldavia, and then,
it gotta be the Black
and then
Sea.
Ukraine,
yeah.
And then Russia. Moldavian tanker / Ukraine was picked up or intercepted in 2013 or 2014, and they've had it sitting there ever since. It's just been sitting there.
It's just been sitting there. They ain't do nothing with it.
From what I understand, I talked to someone that was in former clandestine services before they had actually seen the video, and I said, did you hear about that explosion in Beirut? He said, it wasn't down by the port, was it? Because that's where their big weapons depot is. It's been there for 35 plus years. And then I pulled it up. He said, oh, sure enough. Yeah, and it was. I was like, oh, so they knew.
Damn.
Said there's two of them, that one and they have another one. I mean, I'm sure they have more, but
yeah.
The definite two that they know about, that was one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could have been just ammonium nitrate. Could have been let's start a fire at a fireworks place that happens to be right next to their fucking, you know, like their depot or whatever, or their, yeah. You know, their weapons drop. And then when the fire's going up, nobody can see the drone strike. Maybe. I don't know. Is that too much of a stretch?
Nah, hell no.
Probably not in 2020.
Oh, no. Smart move. Yeah. Smart move for the enemy.
Could be. Dang. I mean, I liked how all the world leaders were like, you know, even Israel, who doesn't really fuck with them, was like, we stand with you.
And Israel fucks with who? Us.
Yeah. And well, no, I mean, even Germany. Germany, everyone, all of them. Then, yeah. And Germany and Lebanon don't get along. They don't really get along with anybody. But they were like, you know, we stand with you if you, you know, humanitarian aid, if you need anything.
Yeah, okay.
And our guy's like, it was clearly an attack. This was like 5:20 yesterday. They didn't know nothing. they weren't even calling it a fireworks.
That was yesterday. Definitely now, an attack.
Actually, it was like 2, maybe in the afternoon.
Yeah, that ain't no accident. It was an accident on purpose.
It was the CIA and Mossad. They teamed up.
God damn.
I was just doing that on purpose.
It was an accident on purpose. Shit.
Taylor, what's up, dude?
Nothing. Just listening to you lie.
Oh, Justin's about to join you. Like, he's got this. He's got the. He let me on to some things last week about his new diet. He's going vegan, or
yeah,
he went vegan,
plant based.
Yeah,
plant based.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I'm trying it, man. I feel great.
Still feel good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's great. Like, I don't eat no meat, veggies, fruits, rice. You know, I stay away from the bullshit. Feel good, man. I mean, I learned that, you know, we're plant-based people, so why not eat a plant-based diet? I mean, you eating meat, you putting death into your body.
Yeah, because it tastes great.
It does, but it's death.
I mean, you're all gonna die, right?
Yeah, we are gonna die.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just choosing the
that one.
I'm just choosing to cut back on meat. I'm not saying I'm never going to eat meat, but I'm just going to cut back.
I'm just going to cut a little out.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
going
to cut back.
Going meat light diet.
For the most part, I'm not going to eat meat.
Right.
But you know,
sometimes maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me get that.
Well, that look good.
But for the most part, nah, I'm cutting it out.
How's your keto thing? You're still actively engaged?
Yeah, still going.
Are you finding are you reaping the benefits?
Yeah, I'm down a couple pounds.
Have you, so how do you know when you're at that, when you've achieved the ketosis? Like, is there
I mean, it's no like tall tale sign, but
his eyes spinning in the back of his head.
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh my God, 4 ketosis!" You know when you 4 ketosis when a little pre cum comes out, like, uh oh, ketosis. Yeah,
you get electrically shocked throughout your body.
That's so good.
I've soiled my undies.
Oh, so when you're walking around in soiled linen all day, you're like, oh, that must be ketosis.
Yeah, and you don't feel it.
you don't feel it, but you still get pregnant.
Oh my God.
Shout out to all the pre-cum babies out there, man.
Oh my God. What if a I wonder what the percentage of pre-cum babies that are premature. I wonder if they ever did that. Premature pre-cum babies.
Damn.
Title.
Yeah, premature pre-cum baby.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I don't know. It might be. Look it up.
Hey, man, we could have been on it. We could be on to something.
Look into it.
Check it out, man. let me see if I can find this story. This one was crazy. I seen it in the news the other day.
That you were a pre-cum baby?
Yeah. plane overloaded with cocaine crashes on takeoff, exposing alleged crime syndicate. So a single engine Cessna takes off, which was stuffed with 500 kilograms of cocaine, went down while attempting to leave a remote airstrip in Papua New Guinea.
How small was that plane?
On a single engine Cessna, 500 keys, something like that.
Oh yeah, that's a small ass plane.
Like a bad drug during a pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a lot. It's only 1,000 pounds.
That's they enough.
Couldn't hold 1,000 pounds of coke.
But how many were they fucking shipping? How many planes did they have going in the thing? That's the only one that went down. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So then they investigated a little more. Yeah, and they found the five and then they find the five suspects. And then they're like, oh, they exposed the whole syndicate. And then they said that there's, you know, the Italian mafia is involved. Like, you know, not like American, like the real.
Italian. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, it's just like anything that we see on Narcos or anything. It's basically like.
Yeah. That's what that was actually on Narcos. Yeah. The plane was too heavy. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, then, is this life imitating art or art imitating life? And then they said they just worked it back up. And then, you know, it's just like what a lot of people already know, that they that the Italians still run or distribute.
Yeah.
And basically the cartels kind of just get it out of South America.
I mean, so is the government. The CIA sell drugs, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Drugs, guns.
Traffic.
So why can't the Italians do
traffic
it?
Humans.
Yeah, traffic humans. Why can't the government do it? Why can't black people do it? Shit.
Yeah.
Let us sell that shit.
I think that's what got them in trouble, or that's what blew the top, right?
Well, I mean, the CIA.
Danilio Blandone.
The CIA was.
Running his mouth.
The CIA was giving it to him.
Yeah.
Fucking George Bush.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Reagan, but, and then Bush.
Yeah. All of them, drug dealers.
Yep.
Rich off cocaine.
Yeah, so they traced it back and...
We never found out what happened to J.P. Morgan's coke.
J.P. Morgan, like, 100 years ago, J.P. Morgan?
No, remember, like, last year or the year before? It was at the port, it was a J.P. Morgan ship, and they found all this coke on it. Never found out what happened.
In New York or in Philly?
I think it was in Philly.
Oh, the largest cocaine shipment ever?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the largest ever, but it was one of the biggest ones. Definitely the biggest in Philly, I think.
Never found out about what happened. JP.
You mean would they get prosecuted because it was their ship?
Yeah, why not?
I think we know.
I ain't get prosecuted. They was like, oh.
Of course not.
We found it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, here's some money. Make it go away.
Yeah.
Get it out of the fucking. Get it out bank.
Who runs J.P. Morgan?
Get it out of the evidence locker. Who runs them?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Rothschilds?
No. Who's the CEO of J.P. Morgan? I don't know. I would ask our producer, but he's in the kitchen doing keto shit. Let's see. Jamie Dillon?
Oh no.
Oh, Jamie Dimon. Of course.
A Jew?
Thanks for clearing that up. Yeah. Yeah. No, of course.
J-Man.
Was that insensitive? Was that a racially insensitive comment that I made?
What?
That I didn't mean? Of course a Jew runs J.P. Morgan.
Yeah. Shit crazy, man.
Jamie Dimon.
Life crazy, man. U.S., it's a lot of corruption, man.
Oh, Greek immigrants, maybe not. Dimon.
Oh, Greek immigrants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where, what's the name is that? Fucking Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You seen him?
Yeah, he's all of a sudden, he's got a fucking...
He's a Greek citizen. He's a Greek citizen. The land of the pedophiles.
And I believe... Oh, I have a insensitive joke about Greeks. You know how they separate the men from the boys in Greece? With a crowbar! with a fucking crowbar, dude.
Yo, Tom Hanks is a wild dude. Yeah.
And I don't believe they I don't know if Greece has extradition.
Hell no, they don't. They don't.
I don't think they do.
So you could just commit a crime and go to Greece. Go to Greece. You could be accused of fucking kids and go to Greece where you could fuck kids and they call it, they'll get you help for it.
And they'll call you Uncle Jesse.
They call the shit a disability or some shit out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's wild, man.
Really is crazy times, man.
It is. It's a lot of... It
feels completely backwards, right?
It's a lot of child trafficking going on out here, man.
Just a lot of crazy shit in general.
I thought, what's the name? Ashton Kutcher was ahead of the game. But he a part of it, too. He stood up for Ellen.
So did Kevin Hart.
Well, Kevin Hart, he's different. I don't think he's messing with kids.
How do you know?
You don't. You never know.
So how does that make him different?
Because you don't hear nothing about him.
Oh, so that means he's not just because you don't hear it?
Hasn't
come to light yet?
What the other people, I've only said them because there's, you know, definitely evidence out there.
So what evidence is there that points the finger at Ashton Kutcher?
He's fucking going after the child traffickers and shit. And then if you going after the child traffickers, why would you back up Ellen DeGeneres when she's going through all this bullshit right now? And she's a part of the shit.
Well, being accused of child sex trafficking and having an issue of that saying that there's toxicity on your show is two different things.
If you'd have said
he was also married to Demi Moore, who has been on Epstein Island a couple times, and there's video of her tongue kissing fucking 13-year-old,
that too,
cancer patient, that'd be different. I'd have went with okay, but also. I'm not saying that Ellen is or isn't, but you can't say that, well, Ashton's different because he supported Ellen and Kevin Hart's different because...
No. I thought Ashton was different because he was going after him.
Right.
A couple years ago.
He still is.
He still is, right? That, like, he quit his acting and all that shit. The full-time goal, you know.
Yeah.
Do that shit. I think the only reason I say Kevin Hart is different is because I think Kevin Hart is doing it because Ellen, he went on her show when they was trying to cancel him.
Yeah.
For his old
comics.
For his old gay
and their friends.
For
his
old gay jokes and shit.
And they're friends.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I said that.
He put out a statement this morning. He was like, you know, oh my, like, Jesus Christ, the fucking social media, everyone went, he's like, they're going fucking nuts. He's like, because, like, threatening his family, threatening him.
Who? Kevin Hart?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
It's like, because I reached out to my friend. He's like,
because he don't know.
He's like, he's still my friend. He's like,
still asleep.
He said, where were you when not Chris Brown. Who the fuck just had their show canceled? We talked about a couple weeks ago. Nick Cannon? Where were you for Nick Cannon, dude? And he's like, actually, the guy was at my house every day, and I was the one calling the studio with him.
Yeah.
But just because I didn't post about it or say anything doesn't mean it didn't, you know. I guess Kev's point was like, Kev, like, I fucking know the guy. Was like, even though, yeah, sometimes nasty, nasty things are said about people, and he's like, but, that person is still my friend, so I'm going to try and be there for my friend.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely, you know, helped him out when he was going through a tough time. Got that apology tour going.
Yeah.
Kicked it right off. I mean, Ellen had the people. She had them at that point. But once this Rona shit happened, man, shit started going downhill for her fast.
Yeah. Yeah, and then how much of it is like, okay, you throw out a couple things, and then it's like, and then now all of a sudden everybody's tagging on. I always knew.
But now is people that work on the show. That's like the DJ. I saw him make a statement.
I saw that yesterday.
I mean, if you coming at her for the child, you know, rape and all that bullshit, she a part of that, you know, satanic ritual shit. All right, but you bitching about somebody was mean to you at work? Shut your bitch ass up.
It was toxic on the set.
How the fuck you think you're going to get hired again somewhere? Like, right. Ain't nobody going to want to hire your bitch ass.
Apparently, he's got a successful show right now that he's on CBS. He's on a rival network.
Yeah, that's why he said it. He's safe. He's secure.
Yeah, they gave
him. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not coming out saying no shit like that. Nah, hell no. I'd be like, yeah, the bitch yelled at me one time, but I ain't give a fuck.
I just kept it moving.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck you, lesbo.
Everybody get yelled at work.
Yeah.
Like, so what?
That's not a reason to out your former job. Yeah. Like, be like, it was toxic. I can't believe I worked there for 17 and a half years. And you're like.
Like, dog, that's a good thing on your resume, too. You worked on the Ellen show.
That's not a job. That sounds like a career. You could have almost retired, DJ Tony.
Yeah.
Come on, you fucking lame.
Yeah, it's a lot of fuckboy shit going on right now, man. But it's a lot of shit. I think it's all this shit is, you know, so they're trying to distract us.
Would you think it's safe to say at this point that the show's probably canceled? It's just her working out stuff with the network as far as monies and shit like that?
Yeah, I think they're going to cancel it.
What do you think, Taylor?
But I think they came out with this shit when she stopped paying them.
Yeah. That is how it started, yeah.
Wait, when she stopped paying who?
The staff.
Her production. Because she was just doing, like, the at-home edition, and she just had contractors, not, like, her actual employees.
Yeah, so they wasn't union or nothing. They was just outside
contractors. Oh, so wait. So you stopped paying
your entire
staff.
You
stopped paying union dues and all the fucking staff, and you stopped paying all, and then
that's
all
when
this
they come out. That's when they come out, yep.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, Ellen's raping kids and this other shit, and she's got a toxic set. That doesn't seem peculiar at all.
Well, the raping kids part is different.
If it's true, but I didn't hear about it before she stopped paying
her
people.
Where is that coming from? That's a wild, like...
Shit, wow. Look into it. She got the shit on, the Hillary shit. What Hillary did to that little girl, man. It's nasty. It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
All I know is 2015 on Anthony Weiner's laptop, they seen it. And it was some cops that seen the shit. And the lady was like, look, we got some shit that'll put Hillary Clinton away in jail for the rest of her life. And it never came out. Never came out. And multiple cops that saw that shit dead. Suicide.
How do they know the cops saw it? Because they came out and said, oh, I saw it.
Suicide.
No, that's not what I asked.
I don't know. I can't remember.
You know what I mean?
I'm just, you know, telling you bits and pieces of what I remember.
Right. Yeah. Maybe. Probably. Who the fuck knows?
It's some nasty shit, yo.
Is Anthony Weiner definitely a creep, and does he probably factually had weirdo shit on his computer? Yes.
Yeah.
But would I say that Hillary Clinton and certain people were tying kids up and fucking cutting their faces off and doing all that blood shit? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do I think that child trafficking...
I don't know how they like their steaks either.
Right. You know, like... Yeah. Maybe, but I don't know. But to confuse it with, like, is trafficking happening? I don't know. She was also hanging out with that weirdo lady, Uma Abedin, too, right? Wasn't that her name?
Yeah.
The one that does the...
That was Weiner's wife.
No, her friend, not Uma Abedin. And then their friend, the lady out in California that does the spirit cooking.
Yeah, spirit cooking.
That's where they...
Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
That's where they cut the people up.
And, that's some nasty freak shit.
That's the blood, drinking the blood and all that
Satan
shit.
Satan is satanic rituals.
Yeah, but but it's not new. People have been knowing this has been going on in Hollywood for a long time, for years and years, dude.
I know. But we in a year...
But we love their movies.
We in a year...
So we fucking give them the money.
But right now, we in a year of awakening. People waking up. People waking up to see the bullshit, man. They like, oh, whoa.
I don't like Moneybagg said, I don't have to be woke. I never went to bed.
I feel you.
You stay up. You know what I mean?
I feel you. A lot of people waking up now. You can't be mad at people for waking up. No. Like, just all you gotta say is join me. Join me. I'm up.
Yeah. Come on over.
Come on over. It's time. Yeah.
They're into some weirdo shit, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, shit wild, dog.
They're crazy out there. You know what's even crazier? How about this? The fact that, like, people like Corey Feldman try to say it for fucking years and years.
Thought he was crazy.
And everyone's like, fuck you, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But see, Corey, he never really said it. But I see why he ain't said it. He was scared.
He named names at that fucking movie. He dropped a bunch of names. A couple producers, Charlie Sheen.
For real?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I just seen this. This director.
But he said Charlie Sheen raped the other one. What was the other Corey?
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
This other producer, John Paul Rice. He was exposing some shit. He like, yo, they doing this shit. It's a fucking movie that he made that Amazon took down. It's called A Child's Voice. It's something about, I think, like sex trafficking or some shit like that. And they had took the shit down.
Uncle Bezos took it down.
Yeah. Just look up the I ain't watched the movie yet, but you could look it up, find it out there, A Child's Voice. And he was like, yo, shit is real. Like, these motherfuckers is doing some freak-ass shit. Because he was like, when the Me Too shit started happening, he said to one of the actresses, he was like, well, what about the kids? He's like, I know, you know, the women, you know, going through this shit, but what about the kids? And she was like, like...
Leave that alone.
Yeah. Yeah, leave it alone.
Right.
No. What you mean, leave it alone? These are fucking kids. So.
Any chance that you think that the president's wife was sex trafficked to him?
Probably.
Probably. I mean, she was definitely paid.
She was a model.
She was definitely purchased.
It's definitely out of left field.
She was definitely purchased because I mean, she not going for no Donnie.
Wasn't she a Victoria's Secret model too? And where's...
Yeah, she was a legit supermodel. Yeah.
Yeah. Where was Epstein's startup money come from? Victoria's Secret?
Hmm.
Oh, that's weird. It's out there, man.
Yeah.
I wish her well.
I wish. Yeah.
See, I think he keeps saying that because she knows
some shit. She's got a tape on him.
She knows some shit about him, but he don't want to, you know, fuck it up. He keeps saying, I wish her well, because it's like, hey, like. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Like,
that last interview he did, he never said his name. He's never said either of their names.
Right.
When he's been asked.
Yeah.
Like, he will just straight up, like, duck over any chance of saying either name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he know.
But you wish her well.
He know what the fuck going on.
She's got dirt on him.
Hell yeah.
Clearly.
She definitely got some dirt on him.
You know. Neighbors.
But he know.
Yeah,
he,
it was 1.4 miles away.
He know.
Maybe
yeah.
two.
What, the island?
No, they're Palm Beach house.
Mar-a-Lago and the Palm Beach house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so he know.
A mile away.
He knew what was going on. He caught the Uber over there?
Probably.
No, just like take your boat.
Took a bike?
No, take your boat.
Bike ride, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty.
And I'm sure that time that they partied, it was just them and 25 chicks. All of them were over 18.
Nah, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Shit, the files that came out last week, it had Bill Clinton, he traveled to the island with underage girls.
Mm-hmm. Prince Andrew had a sock puppet that looked just like him that he used to fondle people.
Mm.
I saw that right before I walked in. I would be free. Hold on. Let me ask you this, since we're getting serious. Would you rather be accosted by Prince Andrew himself or a puppet that looked like Prince Andrew?
I'll take what's behind door number 3.
Who's holding the puppet? What the fuck, dude?
Fucking Mankind holding a puppet.
Yeah, Mr. Sacco. Like, how do you even get somebody to fucking, like, yo, got, hey, You want to swing down the island this weekend? I got a bunch of new puppets. What the fuck, dude?
Look, dog, this shit gotta end, yo. They gotta, yo.
A marionette of fucking.
They gotta send the military in,
yo. Prince Andrew.
They gotta send the military in, man. Get all these motherfuckers.
I saw a wrestling headline. It jogged my memory when you said Mankind. So Shawn Michaels' former tag team partner, Marty Jannetty, went on Facebook and apparently confessed to a murder. And it actually has to do with him almost being molested, allegedly.
Oh, when he got CTE.
When he was 13. Hmm. So he said he was working at a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to purchase some narcotics, marijuana, and this gentleman, like, tries to grab him and take him to the back of the bowling alley or whatever, something like that, and he said.
Behind where the pins go down at?
I guess, yeah. And he said that it didn't go well for the gentleman. He said, and that's the first time I made someone disappear.
Hmm.
But if anybody's ever seen the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, I think this dude is in that stage of his life where he's about to fucking probably die and he's been partying too hard.
Yeah, his brain is fried.
Fried, dude. He's out in a trailer in fucking Alabama backwoods.
Mm.
Apparently, this isn't the first time he's posted some really crazy shit on Facebook. A couple years ago, he posted a picture of a woman, like, and then with a caption, "This is not my daughter," because apparently people thought they were related. And he's like, we haven't even had sex. And I was like, what? So, yeah, he's a little fried out. Somebody needs to go get him. Vince McMahon, send the chopper, dude. Help that guy out.
Yeah, man. Hey, Vince McMahon, he
said, but he did say, if they want anybody wants to find the bottom, they can find the bottom of Chattahoochee River in Alabama.
I was Chattahoochee. Like,
what the fuck?
Somebody need to send him some hoochies. Shit.
Well, that was a point that he made. He's like, what am I supposed to do now? I guess he was battling addiction problems, too. He said, what am I supposed to do now? He's like, I'm used to living life 300 days on the road. Now I only work on the weekends.
Yeah.
100 women a year.
That Rona getting to him, man.
Probably. Or Oxycontin.
Yeah, both. Combination of both.
Rona cotton.
Rona cocktails. Shit.
Fuck's going on?
Shit, man. Fucking had a birthday party for Jew.
Yeah, I saw that.
The weekend.
Let me get my beat. Let me air my grievance real quick.
I saw
the giant inflatable fucking, what you would call it, you had. You lived it, and then B, you must have listened to the episode when we talked about the giant inflatable raft in Maddie's backyard. And it wasn't a raft. It was like a moon bounce house, whatever you got.
I was there.
I know, and I fell off the top and hit my face. That's why you didn't invite me. So we didn't have enough sun bed. I had work anyway, but
it was a kid's party, man.
Yeah, we don't have kids. I get it.
Yeah. It would have been weird. Like.
Yeah, no, I get it. I was fucking around.
Oh, man, it was great, though, man. Instagram, Facebook, the shit is crazy, yo. So I got a sister that I've never seen. Like, I've seen her, but I've never seen her
in person
when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much never knew her.
Right.
Just on Instagram, I see this profile. I click on it. It's followed by a couple of my cousins. I ask my aunt. I'm like, yo, is this my sister?
Yo, who this?
Yeah. She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, nah, fuck this. I'm messaging. We need to talk. Like, just so happened she happened to be coming up towards our way.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Saturday is lit. Come through.
Stop by.
Chopped it up. I'm like, damn, man, my sister cool as shit. Husband cool as shit. I got three nephews and shit, man.
Did they subscribe to the pod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn. So it's lit, man. Got some new family and shit now.
Yeah.
Life is good.
That's love.
Had a good weekend, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's love.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
That's real cool.
My other sister came from New York, so I had both of my big sisters there. First time. Legendary moment.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Was it a strange feeling?
I was nervous at first. Like, I was nervous at first, you know, before I talked to her.
Yeah.
But then when I started talking to her, it was like,
Oh, we're cut from the same cloth. This isn't weird at all.
Yeah. It was like we knew each other, you know, our whole lives and shit. Like, and then when I show, you know, people pictures of her, they like, yeah, she looks like you.
Either way, they're older. You look like her.
All right, whatever. Yes, you know what I meant.
Uh-huh. Shut the hell up.
Turn that guy's mic off back there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was lit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've had not close siblings like that, but maybe like other family or cousins, people, you know what I mean? My family's so big that sometimes I've never met, and I'm like, I wonder, you know what I mean? And then you get there and you're like, yeah, and then you know what I mean? You laugh the same, or you tell jokes the same, or you know what I mean? Some sense of humor or whatever. All the stuff similar. You're like, oh, all right. Like, and then it's like the anxiety that you had in your head, you know, your head made it way worse than it actually was. You're like, oh, no, this is all love.
Our favorite drink is the same shit.
See?
We like the same favorite drink. Like, what's the odds of that?
Right.
It's crazy. It's love, man.
You mean alcohol drink?
Yeah.
What, the Grand Marnier?
Yep. It's a margarita with a shot of Grand Marnier.
Ooh. Psh. Hey now.
Yeah.
Throwing ketosis right out the window.
That's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah, that's love. That's cool.
Yeah, it was dope, man. I'm
happy you got to experience that.
Hell yeah. We needed that.
Yeah.
It was, I felt like it was meant to happen, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, you know.
Thank the Rona.
Yeah.
I thank Rona.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Rona.
Everyone else is bashing Rona. No one, you haven't heard anybody thank it yet.
Yeah, give it up to her.
Thanks.
Mean,
thanks, Rona.
It's bringing families together, man.
Thanks, Rona.
Hey.
I had a horrible experience this morning trying to, so I had a nail go through my toe yesterday.
You had a nail go through your toe?
Yeah.
You got tetanus?
I got to go tomorrow, get the shot. But anyway, that's what I was trying to call this morning. And then it ain't like old school. Like, I'm old enough to remember, like, when you used to call your doctor, like, you actually called the office. Like, called right there. It's like the receptionist lady be, like, right in the other room. You know what I mean? Now it's like you call, and it's, like, an 800, and it's a service center, and you got to do that, and this, and this.
Got to talk to Ramesh.
She's all talking about, like, well, if it happened here, you should probably. I said, yo, first of all, that's not your job. You need to schedule the appointment. You don't work for the insurance company. You work for the fucking doctor. So schedule my fucking appointment.
Facts.
I didn't quite say it like that.
Yeah.
But she could hear the sternness in my voice.
You wanted to.
Yeah. A little bit.
But you wanted to, you know, keep it professional.
Professional. You know what I mean?
You may want to, you know.
Well, we don't have any appointments today. So maybe we can get you in it fucking.
Maybe you need to go to urgent care. They love saying that shit.
Right. Maybe you need to fucking, I don't even know her name. I was going to be like, fucking Kathleen, you fucking.
Name's Carol.
Probably. Fucking cunt.
Shit. Yo, you see the fucking mayor of New York?
De Blasio?
Yeah.
What about him?
He trying to, he about to start giving out Rona fines.
Rona fines?
Up to 10,000 for not
complying?
For not quarantining. Like, if you from out of state, if you coming in New York.
Should have been done months ago.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
What, now all of a sudden we're going to start that?
Yeah. Some wild shit. Like, they start, they about to start putting up checkpoints and shit.
The Rona police. I mean, I know there's a couple guys, when we were down, like, traveling with hockey and shit, they said that they, like, when you got to Florida and when you got to Georgia and stuff, they were, like, kind of like checkpoints. They weren't really, like, you know, like, super authoritative with the shit, but it was more like, what are you doing? Why, you know, like, checking license plate. Well, your license plate says New York. What the fuck are you doing down here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this sounds like some other shit.
Yeah, they running down on you. Like, they putting checkpoints and shit up at bridges and shit.
Yeah.
You could face like a $2,000 fine or a up to $10,000 fine if you break in quarantine.
Places like Hawaii and stuff did that, like when you had to go right to the hotel and one guy was like, yeah, yeah, I'll do that, and then left and was fucking videoing IG living himself. Yeah, this is fucking great. I fucking love Hawaii. It's so cool, dude. And then they were like, yeah, cool. Get back in the hotel. Fuck face.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah, dude, your good time's over, bro.
It's shit crazy, though, man.
Tourism's down, I think, like something. They said like 90% out there right now.
Shit. Shout out to my boy Beans. He out there getting it in.
Loving it.
Motherfucker was in, he was in Mexico just now. The week before that, he was in Atlanta. He's just all over the place.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Before that, he was in, I don't know, Vegas or some shit. Like,
yeah.
Just traveling.
Right.
No quarantine, no nothing.
Right.
All right. Have a blast. Like, I don't understand why people just keep, you know, staying mad at politicians.
Like, how about, like, I got a friend like that, like, all the time. Like, he's super right. Like, dude, fucking infringing on my liberties. I can't do nothing. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, dude, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want. You
really can. There's people out here doing whatever the fuck they want. Like, they just, you just can't go to, you know, businesses. Like, they not.
Yeah.
They fucking people's businesses up, pretty much.
That part I don't agree with.
Yeah. I mean, like, that fucking gym. Remember we talked about that gym?
Mm-hmm.
They still...
10,000 a day.
Yeah. That shit fucked up.
And
they just fucking themselves. I would just give up.
I know other gym owners in the area, and they're doing stuff all out back.
I saw them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, they moved all their equipment into the parking lot.
Yeah. But they also didn't kick the fucking door that they fucking closed that you broke three times. I mean, come on, you're fucking...
Yeah, they just doing it. They clout chasing now, huh?
I saw an interview, excerpts of an interview they did Cuomo last night.
Yeah.
Little brother Fredo Cuomo was fucking...
nipple rings?
Nah, that's big. That's Michael Corleone. That's Michael Corleone Cuomo.
Oh, that's the governor got the nipple rings. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Fredo has the TV show and had them on last night. Yeah. And Cuomo was like, look, I mean, he seemed pretty understanding. He's like, I get it. And they're like, and then the one guy was like, he's like, look in the governor of New Jersey right now. He's like, you could do outside fighting. He's like, you're a tough guy, Chris. And he's like, what? Like, you saw his face go. He's like,
I'm not tough. I'm pussy.
Not tough. I fucking, what the?
I'm pussy.
What the Fordham?
My brother got nipple rings.
Yeah.
This face is worth money. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But then it kind of, after that, it kind of became contentious. And the guy was like, just dragging the fucking answer out with numbers and this and that. And I was like, bro, you're just bouncing way too much shit to even, like, write the shit down prior to, and you know what I mean? And then it could have been a little bit more concise.
They're right. Just looking for an argument wherever they're going.
Yeah, pretty much.
They clout chasing. They trying to go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, they trying to go viral.
And it's at this point, I don't even think anybody really gives a fuck, like, not about them in particular, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are you different than the 7,000 million other gyms in the fucking country that want to be open too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Should have signed up for that PPP loan, that SBA, man. Motherfuckers is getting paid off.
Or you should have just, like we said a while back, like, you should have just not fucking done an interview prior. Come to our gym, we're open, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're fucking.
Because you causing everybody to look at you now. Law enforcement, the government. Of them,
yeah.
Like, come on, dog, what are you doing? They probably could have got it off.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Just go down here. Go in the back.
Speakeasy gym.
Go.
Speakeasy gym.
Go in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go in the back. Get your pump on. Gains, bro.
Yeah.
Get your gain on, bro.
And then the other idiot, like the main owner, like he was all fucked. And then the other guy just with the dyed beard, like, nah, my guy. Just, I'm out on that.
Clout chasing.
I'm out on that. Dang it. I ain't got time for you.
It's fucked up, man.
Close your crusty ass gym.
Yeah. Shit, I hope.
Go see TC at fucking TC Snap Fitness out in fucking Marlton. That's a plug. I'm going to have to tell him. Gave you some free plug on the show last night. Turn off.
Shit.
But, yeah, I mean.
I done built my gym up at the crib. I got everything you need. Everything you need in there to get right.
Do it all at home. Try and tell. I have this conversation fortnightly with someone that we know, and I'm like, oh, you need an incline? You know that park we passed right down the street? I said, yeah. They got that big ass hill. That looks pretty inclinatious to me.
I seen that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit look good.
You can do it right there.
Sprint right up
down.
That motherfucker.
Up down. Yep. Up down. What? Stress on my. Oh, okay. Yeah. Stress on my joint. Oh, what else?
Excuses.
I'd like it. Oh, okay. Here we go. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Excuses are for the week.
Bobby T said he was having the same convo about a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we got to might be bringing somebody on, Bobby T, and he's bringing someone.
All right.
Should be good. It's a director for a tournament that we played in last year, and we're the defending champs. So I want to bring the director on because it's the tournament's about for suicide prevention.
Okay.
So
How does that go? They give the people who want to give suicide some pussy?
Wait, what?
That's suicide prevention right there.
Oh, do people that want to do it give them some
pussy? Yeah, that would be a great idea. Like, if you want to commit suicide, like, whoa. Where are you at right now?
We're sending vagina.
Well, I'm at 1 Maple Lane. Okay. What type of women do you like? Are you like men? What do you like? Whatever
butthole,
you like.
We're setting just, a butthole
just,
for you.
Just tell us who. Tell us what your preference is.
Yeah.
And what your pronoun is. We'll send them. They'll be there in a half an hour. Put the gun down. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Boom. There.
30 minutes or less, or it's 30 free, minutes like or Domino's less. Or yeah.
30 minutes or less, or you get another one the next day. And it's a government-funded program. So.
Oh, my God.
What? If I was the president, I would fucking do that shit.
Yo!
The fuck was that, yo? That was some, like...
Why did you cue the Survivor shit?
I thought you won it. No, just kidding. Some ad came up.
What the fuck?
I'm like, where the fuck are we at?
I thought Jeff Probst came back in there. I was like, whoa, shit.
I thought that was the... I've been playing this game, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, it sounded like Crash Bandicoot.
Some Japanese samurai shit. Oh, man, that shit fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it get kind of repetitive after you get good at it. You get your guy, you know, his skills up and shit, and you start fucking people up. But, yeah, I fuck with it. I'm going to beat it. You got to get that shit, man.
I forgot I got a new batch of edibles. I left them at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what you think.
I need some of them shrooms. I'm going hard the next time.
Yeah, we'll double down.
That's when it's really going to hit me, right?
Yeah. We'll double down.
Yeah.
I've been asking.
I'm trying to align my chakras.
Imagine you pulled into the Meineke and be like, yo, I need a chakra alignment. And I'm like, what? Like, my third eye's fucking tilted a little left, dude.
Yeah, line me up.
That's fucked up.
Line me up, G.
What the fuck else is going on?
Shit, man. Fucking,
You see the King of the Trolls, Tekashi, out running around because his house arrest is up?
I seen something, but I didn't, whenever I see anything of Tekashi,
keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling.
Yeah, I don't pay him no mind because he's a clown. He's a circus clown.
Yeah.
And I mean, the only time I will actually watch something of him is if somebody's doing harm to him.
Well, so look, that's how I found the thing. I was like scrolling through, and I was like, oh shit, is that somebody really chasing him?
Yeah, nah, it was some.
And then
bullshit.
I was like,
he got you. It worked. It worked. That's what he wanted. He wants people to like, oh yes. They want to see me get fucked up.
No, I didn't even know if it was really him. That's why I was like, oh, is that really him?
Oh, yeah.
And then he turns around and it's got the rat shirt on. And I'm like,
Yeah, but he walking around and with all these cops and shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's he's a part of the music industry, man, and he's
making artist. A lot of white people, rich white people, a lot of money.
Rich Jewish white people,
and they're into that.
Lucian Grange,
yeah,
is who his big homie who puts him on. Yeah. That's who, yeah, Lucian Grange. Look him up. I think his dad or some shit is like runs Warner or some shit, or the owner of Warner.
Music. Yeah.
So, you know, that's big money right there. He, right. Unlimited budget.
Yeah.
To, you know, promote this fuck boy, this fucking clown that, you know, mm-hmm. to the kids out here.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what they want. Like, nothing positive. Just this fucking chump.
Right.
Had these kids thinking that, you know, this shit is cool, that the shit that he's doing is fucking cool. But regular motherfucking kids can't do what he doing.
Right.
They're going to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do that.
Quick, fast.
Yeah. So, fuck him. I see what the game is, man. Fucking, speaking of dirty Jews in the music industry, Lior Cohen.
What's he up to?
He had the Migos, right? So the Migos, they signed a bad deal, like every rapper does. So they found out that they was in a bad deal a couple weeks ago, and they decided to sue for all this money that they, you know, got robbed out of over the years. And today comes out the member Takeoff
sexual assault allegation.
That's how they get you, yo.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this shit, like, come on, yo. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time, yo, this is how they get you. Whenever somebody has like a sexual assault allegation, what happened before that? What was they trying to do?
Yeah.
What was they trying to do? Whenever somebody has some shit like that come up, just go back a couple weeks or month and look at what was going on with them.
Well, I mean,
what
was they doing? Don't stop there. You keep going for a little farther even, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. Shit, look at Bill Cosby.
We already said it this episode. Look at Ellen. She stopped paying people and now she's a bloodsucker.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Stop paying people and
all that child molester shit happened when he was exposing, you know, Sony and shit like that. And look, once he died.
Nah, that happened way before the Sony thing. That was like in the 80s.
Yeah, but he been telling motherfuckers about the music industry. And then they started pulling that shit up.
Do you think it was the physical trauma that scarred him, or do you think someone was messing with Mike as a kid?
He didn't have a childhood.
Like, get out.
No, right. his dad,
Joseph,
chemically castrated him.
Did he? Is that part true, you think? Or?
That's why his voice was like that. Mm-hmm. That's why his voice never got like a, you know, that's why his voice stayed like a high pitch like that.
They used to do that in Italy too, the castrados.
Yeah.
Give them a high voice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did to him.
Mm hmm.
And yeah, he never had no childhood on top of that, so he was always around kids.
Mm.
But if you ask fucking Macaulay Culkin, he was around Mike. Mike ain't touch him. He was like, nah. He wasn't on no shit like that. And he seen the shit.
I know, and that's the funny part that gets me. He's like, no, Mike didn't do that. But then they people misquote Macaulay Culkin all the time, and it's been passed around and say, you know, Macaulay Culkin did an interview and he said it's Hollywood sex cults and nipple twisting and fucking can't, you know. And I'm like, he didn't say that. Dude hasn't been in the spotlight in fucking 30 years.
Yeah,
he rarely even does interviews.
Yeah, he got a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. He be chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And he be chilling because he's
still making money off Home Alone money.
He don't want no parts of that shit. That's why.
Yeah.
He probably did see. I'm pretty sure he's seen some shit.
Yeah, probably.
I know he's seen some shit.
But they said the interview makes it sound like he came out and said, I was at a party and the gentleman said that they, like on some Buffalo Bob shit from
I ain't heard that.
Leather skin shoes. And I was like.
No, human skin shoes.
Human skin. Yeah. Human leather skin. Human leather face skin. Shoes. He was eating Fruit Loops out of a human skull. And you're like, what the fuck? I don't know.
You don't know. I don't know. I don't know either. I'm not going to deny it, though.
His brother is still in the industry. He's on that show, Successions.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He kills it with that character.
Yeah. He funny as shit.
I fell off with that. I didn't really like it.
Oh, that show was great.
That show fire.
I didn't like it.
Nah? I fuck with it.
How much did you watch?
I think the whole first season.
Damn.
Yeah. I like that show. I like that show.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the fact that you like they fucking do a whole season and then it's like, all right, you gotta wait fucking 2 years and you're like, and then I'll have forgotten. I'm like, oh, I don't even like that shit no more.
Oh, that's TV.
Yeah, that's TV.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, now streaming. It used to be but back in the day, like, remember fucking sitcoms would be like September to fucking May. You got fucking shows.
But you talking about a sitcom? Yeah, sitcoms is like 20. 30 episodes.
Not anymore. Most of them are like 12 episodes.
Nah. You were talking about a sitcom.
You're comparing like delivery pizza to steakhouse, essentially.
Yeah, you're talking about a sitcom. Sitcoms is different.
No, I'm not actually comparing the content of the show. I'm comparing the length of the time that it takes for certain stuff to come out.
That's what it is, though. Because you're talking about a sitcom like Married with Children or some
shit
like that.
That's on a set.
Yeah, that's some shit where they don't do 10 to 12 episodes with that shit. They do like 20, 30 episodes. Like the fucking show I watch.
They used to. There's no way that they're pumping 30 episodes out of shows anymore.
They are.
In a season?
What's the name? What's the shit called? Modern Family. They doing a lot of shows like that.
Not 30 episodes, though.
Well, at least 20. At least 20.
Maybe.
Yeah, that at least 20. They are. For a fact, they doing that. Because they only 30-minute shows, so the show is only like 20, 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they doing mad episodes.
And Succession has so many different locations. Like, they're going everywhere.
Yeah, that show was an hour long, too. So they only doing
Game of Thrones, and I didn't like waiting fucking 3.5 years for the fucking last season.
Yeah, because it's all location-based.
Yeah.
I get it, but
yeah, I mean, but
if that was the case, if it took 3.5 years, it should have been a better last season.
They coming out. They coming out with the new joint,
the prequel,
something. Right. Yeah, what's it called?
Dragonstone, something like that. I think it's about the Lannisters.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with it because I binge watched it.
Yeah, I watch it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. I fuck with Succession though.
Or
but
Casterly Rock, aren't they from Casterly Rock? They're not from Dragonstone. They're from Casterly Rock, right?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're from right?
I don't watch so many shows like that, and it's like whenever I watch so many shows that when they go away and when they come back, I don't really miss them. It's just like, oh shit. This show's back on.
What,
and then I gotta like watch the recap and shit because I'm like, what the fuck happened last season?
Yeah. That's all I was getting at. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I don't remember
none of this shit. Yeah. Succession, I binge watched both seasons.
Yeah,
like because I didn't know nothing about the show.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean that's what it is now.
Yeah, you just gotta wait forever. It sucks. Fucking sucks.
Yeah, I ain't waiting though.
But then, no, in the meantime, it's just like.
They're trying to make it good.
Then make the rest of it. To fill the gaps in, no homo pause, with other good shit. Like, a lot of time it feels like you're just like, oh, this fucking.
It is other good shit, but people run through shit so fast nowadays.
What is your argument? Wait. I'm still confused.
He has nothing.
I don't know what you're like standing up for.
He acting like that's the only show that's available to watch.
I'm saying, why the fuck does it take so long for them to fucking pump shit out? That's what I'm saying.
They pumping. You talking about one show? The network HBO was pumping out mad other shit,
and it's garbage. A lot of it is garbage. A lot of fucking shit that's pumped out right now is garbage.
You have no idea what it takes to produce a television show.
Nah, you don't. You don't.
What does that have to do with pumping out garbage? You can't come up with good ideas?
There's some good shit out there.
I still don't understand what you're arguing.
It's good shows out there. Did you? I can't remember. What's that? The Outsider. You watched that on HBO?
That's pretty good.
You didn't watch that?
Nope.
You gotta watch that.
I don't have a canceled HBO.
Come on, you don't have.
Because it sucks.
You don't have to. You don't need none canceled of that shit. It. Oh, you have the internet, right?
Yeah, we got all the other ones. All
right then. So you don't need cancel them too.
Cancel.
You just got it for the convenience.
No, I mean we got all the stream, all the other joints.
No.
What are you saying?
It's not going to be on the streaming services. I'm talking about the internet, the actual internet, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
You got that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch anything you want for free.
Wink, wink.
Right.
Like, yeah. Anything you want.
Yeah.
I don't pay for none of that shit.
Honestly, I don't even have time to fuck it. Most of the time, I don't have time to watch fucking TV. Honestly. And I'm thank God because it's all garbage. A lot of it.
I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, a couple I talked to. The morning show was all right. That was okay.
I didn't like that. I watched like 2-3 episodes and I was like, I'm good.
Trying to think what else.
Defending Jacob, you watched that? You said that was trash.
I didn't watch. I don't think I watched the last one.
You like Tiger King?
That was fantastic.
Why you ain't like Defending Jacob? I was hoping Jacob did it.
Spoiler.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know. It became anticlimactic. It was like all this buildup, like the first 4 or 5 came out. It was like, oh shit, yeah, this is fire. And then you're like, oh man, come on. You fucking, it's like, you let me out here. It's like going to be this big grand finale. Yeah. You know what I mean? The buffet is going to be fucking fantastic. And you get there and it's like, it was pigs in a blanket. What the fuck?
It was definitely a dud.
Yeah.
It was definitely a dud at the end.
Yeah. You're like, ah, wah. Come on.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Cause the first couple episodes was like, oh shit, what the fuck, what's going on? This motherfucker did that shit, and then I just started hating him. I hated Jacob. I hated the way they was parents, like, cause I just put myself in them shoes. Like, yo, I had a fucking case before, and the people that was involved in the case knew exactly what happened because they were supposed to.
Right.
You're supposed to tell your lawyer the whole fucking truth. You're supposed to tell him everything.
Yeah.
He didn't tell him nothing. Like, they wasn't saying nothing.
Nah.
They wasn't asking him, like, yo, did you do it? Like, what happened, yo?
Nah.
They wasn't saying shit.
They let him go back to school and do all that other shit. Like,
yeah.
Come on, I ain't.
Yeah, it's just dumb shit.
Hey, mind if this chick comes over? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they fucking brought him a brand new Apple computer and shit. Like, right. What?
Yeah.
No, you're not getting shit until you tell me. Did you kill this boy?
Yeah. I know it's really hard for you having to stay home because you're, you know, on that attempted murder charge.
Yeah.
Here's a new iPod.
Yeah.
Here's a new fucking computer.
Yeah, man. That was some white privilege shit right there.
Yeah, that one was. It felt like I said, it fell off.
I would have got my ass beat. Like, boy.
It fell off. Furthermore, Taylor, it doesn't matter if I know what it takes to produce a fucking TV show. They don't know because they're producing garbage.
Fuck it. Man, we're going to create a show.
Take us home.
We're going to create the AAP show.
We're out. I've always been crazy. Shout out to the team. Shout out you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Shout out you.
Shout out to everybody out there.
We'll be back next week, fuckface.
Yeah.
In the trouble that it's putting me through.